The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, January 8th, 2018. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 184th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines, coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Guardian ran a think piece on the plan by Michelle Terry, the new artistic director of Shakespeare's Globe in London, to have the opening productions of Hamlet and As You Like It performed by a 12-actor-strong ensemble, but with no directors named. Terry says that she wants to, quote, dismantle the triangle of hierarchy that is part of our culture, unquote, to initiate a really collaborative process, and to absolve the solo director of the burden of responsibility. This could be artistically freeing, or a complete train wreck. Man, I love Michelle Terry. The Stranger ran a piece on the new album by X-Files star David Duchovny, which is titled Every Third Thought, which is, of course, a reference to The Tempest and Prospero. The Telegram of Worcester, Massachusetts ran an interesting op-ed on how theater should respond to democracy in a meltdown. The Guardian ran a great piece on the Royal Shakespeare Company's props department. Very cool stuff for the theater geek in you. Broadway World previewed the upcoming production by Upstart Crows of Santa Fe of Macbeth at El Museo Cultural later this month in New Mexico. And finally, the Saskatoon Star Phoenix reviewed Henry IV Part 1 by Saskatoon Shakespeare Lab, running in rep with Henry IV Part 2, through January the 20th in Saskatchewan, Canada, saying that the play has it all: blood, treachery, war, and comedy. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On January 2, 1939, the film adaptation of Twelfth Night, directed by Michel Saint Denis and starring Peggy Ashcroft as Viola, was released in the UK. On January 3, 1437, Catherine of Valois, widow to Henry V and later wife to Owen Tudor, died. She was the mother, with Henry V, of Henry VI, and the grandmother, with Tudor, of Henry VII. On January 4th, 1965, poet and critic T.S. Eliot died. What's his connection to Shakespeare? Well, in a paper titled Hamlet and His Problems, he said that the play is, quote, most certainly an artistic failure. The evening of January 5th is known as Twelfth Night, a festival concluding the 12 days of Christmas. In medieval and Tudor England, Twelfth Night also ended a winter festival that began way back on All Hallows' Eve, one in which the Lord of Misrule ruled, turning the world upside down, making kings peasants and vice versa. On January 6, 1367, Richard II, son of Edward, Black Prince of Wales, was born. He would, of course, grow up to become King of England, then be usurped by Henry Bolingbroke, the future Henry IV. On January 7, 1355, Thomas of Woodstock, son of Edward III, was born. A member of the Lords Appellant, a group of nobles who were able to limit some of his nephew, King Richard II's, power in 1388, he was arrested 9 years later and was awaiting trial for treason when he was murdered by men led by Thomas de Mowbray, most likely under the orders of Richard. Within a year, Mowbray would quarrel with Bolingbroke, a conflict that opens Richard II and begins a string of dominoes that leads to the end of Richard's reign. On January 8, 1937, the film adaptation of As You Like It, directed by Paul Cisner and starring Laurence Olivier as Orlando, premiered in the U.S. after opening in the U.K. 3 months earlier. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending January the 8th, 2018. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.